Want to thank everybody out there for listening and sharing the show with a colleague. That's what one thing we want to do. It's just Thanksgiving. That's what we're thankful for, the fact that you guys take a listen and then share it with a friend. That's the only way the message spreads. So thank you for that. On this episode today, jumped on the phone with Anne Mosley from Australia. Anne started a project, about 2 decades ago called Pedro. No, not the character from Napoleon Dynamite. We're talking about the Physiotherapy Evidence Database. That's how they say it in Australia. It just makes you sound smart. It's a free database of over 41,000 randomized trials, systematic reviews, and clinical practice guidelines, all in physiotherapy. Yeah, we get into what it looks like now and what's coming in the future and why you should be getting it in your inbox. This episode's brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for therapists looking for certification in personalized blood flow, restriction, rehabilitation training, and the equipment you need to apply it. Check them out online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
On the program today, we've got Anne Mosley, Associate Professor, Faculty of Medicine and Health, Sydney School of Public Health, and the Institute for Musculoskeletal Health. Anne, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jimmy.
I want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to do it.
So mainly your research centers on evidence-based practice and waste in research. That second part, you got to explain that a little bit. What's waste in research?
I'll preface it by just talking about how fortunate physiotherapists are, or physical therapists are, by saying we now have a large body of high quality clinical research to base clinical decision making on and teaching, also as a fantastic infrastructure to ask really important questions to improve care. However, not all research is equal, and so there is also a large amount of research that's being produced and reported that isn't as useful. And so part of my research is looking at physical therapy.
I think physio is the way cooler word. Personally, I'm a little jealous that we don't call it physiotherapy here in the States, honestly.
I keep trying to be bilingual and use both, but I'll use physiotherapy from now on.
Perfect.
We've been evaluating physiotherapy research, particularly clinical trials and systematic reviews, to work out how we could do the research better to make the body of research more useful for clinicians. And so some of the things we've been looking at is how well physiotherapy trials are actually registered. So registration of trials is now mandatory. However, it doesn't tend to be done as well as we think that mandatory process would imply. And so, for example, people register a trial and then when they go to report it, they change their outcomes, or they upgrade secondary outcomes and downgrade what they pre-specified as primary outcomes. And we think that's based on them looking at the results and trying to report something that is significant rather than important.
So you're there to make sure that what comes out is of the highest quality possible, and to separate the good from the not so good from the great.
Yeah, that's right. And also help contribute to research by encouraging people to change how they're reporting trials. And I think we're doing that in some ways with Pedro, because when we launched in 1999, took the bold leap to rate the quality of trials we index on the database. And so that's very unique. No other database had done that at the time. What we did was use those quality ratings to rank the search results. And so it meant that physiotherapists weren't wasting their time reading very low quality trials. They could really quickly identify things that were good. We now see that there is gradual creep with trials becoming higher quality. Unfortunately, it's slower than we'd like it to be.
Of course. Yeah, and you brought up Pedro, and that's really the reason we wanted to talk today. You're one of the founders of Pedro and responsible for its management. You mentioned it's been around since 1999, coming up on 20 years. And very briefly, Pedro is the Physiotherapy Evidence Database, which is a free database of, over 41,000 randomized trials, systematic reviews, and clinical practice guidelines, all within physiotherapy. Well, first off, that's a huge undertaking to go into almost 20 years ago. So kudos for you and the team for taking that on.
It's an amazing journey that we've been on, because in 1997, 98, when we were formulating this idea before it was launched, we really had no idea that it would really capture the imagination of the global physiotherapy community. And so what we were proposing as a simple way, making it easier for therapists to access clinical trials, has really established a life of its own, and it's just become such an important tool for practicing physiotherapists.
That's a large body of evidence, and you want to make sure that the useful stuff comes up toward the top and is used more and read more, so it gets put into practice more. Talk a little bit about how you pick what makes the cut, because not everything gets put onto Pedro. And just for the audience's information, you can find it at www.pedro.org.au. Talk a little bit about how you figure out what makes the cut, the trials, the systematic reviews, and the clinical practice guidelines.
We are continuously doing very sensitive searches of a large range of databases to try and find any trial, review, or guideline that's published that evaluates a physiotherapy intervention. And that's quite a large undertaking. So for those of your listeners who have done a systematic review themselves, we're essentially doing like a mega review every week to try and find these trials. So we screen really broadly because we want to capture all the publications regardless of their language of publication. About 90% of the papers on Pedro are written in English, but 10% are written in languages other than English, and the most common language is Chinese at the moment. But we also include Spanish, German, French. There's 29 different languages included on Pedro. From that systematic review, we develop a list of trials, reviews, and guidelines that we think are pretty good, that are most likely to be eligible, and then they get put through our system where we have a really robust system of evaluating our articles. And so all our articles are sent to two raters who confirm eligibility, and if the trials are eligible, they rate them for Pedro on the Pedro scale. They apply search codes.
You have your own scale, Anne. That's how cool you guys are. It's the Pedro scale.
Well, we did stand on others' shoulders. So when we were setting up, we worked closely with the Cochrane rehabilitation-related therapies field, which was based in Maastricht in the Netherlands at the time. And they were fantastic collaborators. And so they thought it was a fantastic idea and supported us with that. And so the Pedro scale wasn't created out of thin air. It's based on the Delphi list, which was a consensus process to work out what are the features of trials that are most important to report. The items on the Pedro scale are very similar to things that are in Cochrane risk of bias, that are on Haddad scale. So they're not unique, but what we've done is combine them in one scale that's really simple to apply, and we've been applying them systematically using trained raters, so the ratings are robust from that point of view.
Yeah, I mean, this just goes back to really the reason you guys took this on almost 20 years ago, which was there thankfully is a large body of physiotherapy evidence, but physios who are in the clinic and working with patients on a day-to-day basis, they're almost paralyzed by so much information, and we want to make sure that best information is going to make their way to the clinicians and ultimately to the patients they're working with. And Pedro, of course, housing that database, but then going one step further and really rating it, kind of the rotten tomatoes of the physiotherapy research world, if you're familiar with that website.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. That information overload that you just alluded to is a really important factor, because for research to be most useful, it needs to be taken up and applied in the clinic. But then the conflict is clinicians are time poor. With all our work, we're trying to make our systems useful for clinicians. And so with the idea that a clinician might have 30 minutes of downtime, they can find in that time, they should be able to find a paper that answers a question they might be asking, or discover a paper that's new research in the area that they're working in, find the full text, read it, and then start thinking about how they can change practice. So really wanting to use their time well, rather than drowning in reams and reams of search results and then getting sidetracked and not reading anything. So a lot of our systems are based around that. So one of our systems we've launched about 3 years ago, which is called Evidence in Your Inbox. So your listeners can go to the Pedro website, and in the left navigation bar, there's an Evidence in Your Inbox link. But those links are to 15 areas of practice. And when you click on those, you go directly to the latest trials from reviews and guidelines that have been added to PEDRO in that area of practice. If you're interested, you can subscribe, subscription's free, and you get those list of papers delivered directly to your email every time PEDRO's updated. That's once a month. And so it's a really great way of staying up to date. So, for example, a busy clinician wanting to get into the routine of reading could subscribe to one feed in Evidence in Your Inbox, and each month try and read through the titles, pick the paper that interests them most, and actually read the article. So just get in the habit of reading and looking at what's available.
Guys, the you're really the top 10 list of papers coming out with Evidence in Your Inbox. And it would be great if you guys just did all that, but you go even further. I know we spend a lot of time on evidence-based practice while we're in PT school, and then we get out into the place our professors tell us about all the time, that real world. And sometimes if we're not using that axe, it can get dull, but you guys also have a little online training in evidence-based practice available at the PEDRO website as well.
Yeah, so we do. The PEDRO website includes resources for training. So we have online training in how to use the PEDRO scale, and people are using that, subscribing to that for a number of reasons. Some people who are involved in specialisation in the profession do it as part of their learning for the specialisation process. Clinicians with fires in their belly and just wanting to know a little bit more about how to rate trials. And also physiotherapists enrolled in higher degrees who might be doing a systematic review and want to use the PEDRO scale. With that particular training program, we do charge a small subscription fee. And the reason we do that is, as you noticed, PEDRO is provided free of charge to users. So there's no charges and there's no firewalls for accessing PEDRO, but PEDRO costs money to produce. And so we produce PEDRO because of industry partnerships, but we're always looking for alternate ways of generating a little bit more funding, because we use all that funding to produce PEDRO and keep it robust and allow us to develop new ideas for PEDRO. So, so there is a small subscription fee for that. But the website also includes some great how-to videos. And one of our most popular videos, which is free, is how to ask a clinical question. So that's been viewed thousands of times, and it's available in 12 languages. So if any of your listeners' first language is not English, it's also available, you know, in Spanish, German, Italian, and so forth. So it's a great way to help clinicians, because if you don't ask a good question, you don't get a good answer. That's a great place to start.
If you don't ask a good question, you're never going to get a good answer. And you guys walk right through that. That's one of the tutorials I did want to mention on the sidebar of the PEDRO website. Again, it's pedro.org.au, and how to ask that clinical question in PICO format, which is patient intervention comparison outcome format. Ask that good question. Make sure you start there. PEDRO is going to help you find those great answers.
Now's a good time to grab a fresh one. The PT Pinecast will be right back.
Can't say thanks enough to our sponsors at Aureus Medical Group. They are the leaders in travel physical therapy staffing. Quite simply, they find physical therapists' jobs. Yes, that's what they do. I can't break it down any more than that. That's it. Do what you want to do, where you want to do it. I'm talking about placements in all 50 states. They've got you covered. The cold, the warm, the mountains, the beach, the rivers, the lakes, all 50 states. Yes, Alaska. Yes, Hawaii. Short-term placements, 13 weeks. Or could that lead to a long-term placement? Whatever works for you. Just take a look. Get on a phone call with one of their recruiters. These guys know the ins and outs of travel physical therapy. What about continuing education credits? Licensing in different states. There's a jurisprudence exam. What does that mean? How do you get from one placement to the next? Should I look into travel PT as a new grad, or is that too soon? They've got you covered. Yeah, Aureus is the expert in travel physical therapy. Take a look on the website and then talk to one of their experts. AureusMedical.com. That's Aureus Medical Group. AureusMedical.com.
And we're back.
Let's get back to the show.
Last thing we wanted to mention is, you know, where are you guys going? Coming up on your 20th anniversary, are there any things in the works behind the scenes at PEDRO that you want to tease the audience with?
Yeah, we've got a few things on the drawing board. So the first thing that users will see is we're about to launch a campaign to try and encourage clinicians to read research papers. We're challenging clinicians, physiotherapists in general, to try and read at least one paper, one scientific paper a month during 2019. That'll be released in December. The news about that will be released in December. And we'd really love people to be involved. Physiotherapists in the United States are our second biggest users. You might be interested to know the biggest users of Pedro are actually the country that has the largest number of users is Brazil. Australia's been pipped by two countries now. So Brazil, then USA, and now Australia's ranked third in terms of Pedro usage. So we'd love physiotherapists globally to get onto this campaign. Another thing that we're doing for our 20th anniversary is we're going to work out what the five most influential trials have been in the last 5 years. So just stepping back a little bit, when we turned 15, we ran a campaign to identify the 15 most influential trials. And users could nominate trials and they went to an international judging panel. These trials are available on the Pedro website if anybody wants to go back and have a look at them. So it's in our archive and it's called Top 15 Trials. So what we thought we'd do for our 20th birthday is just try and get the next five for that list. So we'll be launching a campaign for people to nominate trials. So watch that space. And love the that. Third exciting thing is we're adding an extra component to Pedro. And so we're going to be looking at diagnostic test accuracy. We'll be presenting more information about that database in 2019, but we're hoping to have it launched by mid-year.
Give us an example of what will be included in diagnostic test accuracy. What are you looking to group together?
Pedro focuses on the effects of interventions. What we do for that is only index the best research methods to evaluate interventions. And so we only index randomized controlled trials, systematic reviews, and evidence-based clinical practice guidelines. There's also methodology involved in working out whether diagnostic tests are useful and accurate. And so that involves different research design. So cohort studies that involve comparing a clinical test to a gold standard test to make a diagnosis. We're putting together a database of those sort of trials that do a head-to-head comparison of a clinical test with a gold standard. And physiotherapists will be able to access that to work out whether it's worthwhile to do a diagnostic test, whether it adds any certainty to giving a diagnosis to a patient's condition.
Love that. Yes, that's a great help to clinicians, students working their way through PT school. Looking forward to that in the coming year. Yep. So online training and EBP, evidence in your inbox, tens of thousands in a database of randomized controlled trials, systematic reviews, and clinical practice guidelines, all rated in their own rating method on the Pedro scale. And thanks for doing this for almost two decades on behalf of the profession.
Look, it's been a pleasure. It's one I love my work. It's fantastic. And we've got a Christmas present for listeners. We're going to be crossing the 42,000 article threshold in time for Christmas. So start reading.
Again, the website is pedro.org.au. Let's see if we can get the United States to maybe surpass Brazil in showing our excellence in evidence-based practice.
This is The Parting Shot.
One last question. What about research really drew you to that corner of the profession, made you want to make it your life's work?
Wow, that's a tough question. I had the fire in my belly. So I published my first research paper the year after I graduated as an entry-level physiotherapist. It was a long time ago. It was back in 1998. I think I was inspired by people who were really interested in asking questions. And so some of my early tutors were Roberta Shepherd and Janet Carr, who were fantastic at saying, this doesn't make sense. What do we need to know to move this forward? And so that really inspired my critical thinking. I also had lots of opportunities along the way for people to let me make mistakes and also get started in this process. So yeah, I did a small trial to look at, totally outside my area now, look at how best to teach joint mobilization skills to physiotherapy students was my first study. And my second study was in the clinical arena. So it was looking at the effects of serial casting on contracture in traumatic brain injury. So that's my passion, I suppose, in clinical practice is head trauma. And so that was a really commonly used intervention that didn't have any research support at the time. So that's why I asked it.
Well, on behalf of the profession, thanks for having that fire in your belly and now sharing the ability to find great research when it's out there to ultimately help our patients. Crossing that 41,000 trials, reviews, and practice guidelines barrier this December and beyond, as we look forward to all the additions that you mentioned for Pedro. And again, it's pedro.org.au. And appreciate your time talking to us about the thing that you created nearly two decades ago.
Thanks very much.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet.
ptpinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Be a leader in advancing patient outcomes with APTA's Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry. You can leverage your EHR data to benchmark outcomes without added data entry. That's right, there's no additional work. You'll be able to optimize your practice with easy-to-use reports, market your practice to patients, payers, and referring physicians, and maximize payment. It's the only nationwide registry building integrations for PT practices, regardless of what EHR you have. Sign up for a demo now at ptoutcomes.com/go.
That's ptoutcomes.com/go.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry, brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.